It's Here and Now, and I think it's safe to say the Kinks were one of the greatest bands in rock and roll history. But you be the judge. Formed in London in the early 1960s, at the heart of the band, the brothers Ray and Dave Davies. With the Beatles and the Stones, they were part of the British invasion, a good thing, but there was warfare between the brothers. They broke up in the 90s, and one of the great pastimes in rock and roll has been wondering, would they ever reunite? Our friend, reporter Dave Edgars, even made a documentary about his quest to get them to do that. It was called Do It Again. It featured musicians who are fans, like Sting. All you gotta do is set me free.
About that song.
That's a great song, and it's so simple in some ways, right?
I think I stole a bit of the song.
For what?
Set you free or something. If you love somebody, set me free.
Well, Dave Davies had a stroke in 2004. Then in 2015, what's this? Ray joined Dave on stage for one song during Dave's concert, but since then, nothing. They both have solo careers, and Dave's latest album reflects on family ties. He made it with his son, Russ. Dave Davies' new album with his son Russ is called Open Road, and Dave is standing by in New York.
Yeah, I feel so crazy. Suku everywhere.
Dave Davies?
Hello, speaking.
I just feel like I had my own little private concert there.
Oh, sorry, I'm just meandering, singing stuff.
That's fine with us. It's Robin in Boston. How are you?
Robin, I'm good.
You are, and you have a lovely CD here. So let's get started. Let's talk about it. Not the first with your son. When did you guys start working together?
Me and Ross have been working together on and off for quite a few years. Our last project we did was a kind of science fiction, spiritual fantasy. And that was called Two Worlds.
He's very well known in the electronic music world.
It's funny, called that album Two Worlds, because it's like this album's really where two worlds collide in a way.
Let's listen to another song. This is The Path Is Long.
I look behind and see what we have done. You and I, we need to trust. The road is long, just look what we have become.
Now, Dave Davies, you have said that that line, we need to trust, gets you. Why?
It was kind of like the agenda for the album in a way. It was kind of like it got me focused, and it was great working with him because I knew I could trust his art, his temperament, his talent.
Well, and it's also trust in family. And I think I've gone long enough now with without bringing up the thing that I know you hear all the time, you and your brother, Ray. Now, I mentioned Jeff Edgars, who's a friend of the show do you remember him?
Of course I do. Know him very well.
Yeah. He tortured you trying to, get to you guys about, getting back together. Here's what you said about your relationship with Ray back then when you were speaking to Jeff for his documentary.
I think Ray was probably happy. Once. Well, no, I think he was happy for a whole 3 years in his life. And that was from the age of 0 to 3, when I wasn't there. And I think I kind of rained on the parade a bit. And I think, sadly, it never went away.
That is so sad, Dave Davies.
Absolutely.
Two things. First, I'm surprised you didn't bring a therapist with you, you know, on tour, because that's, you know, sibling rivalry. That's painful. But also, you tell us, how would you characterize it today? Because we understand that there's been a huge shift, and that, you know, you played together that one song one time, and there was talk of a reunion, and sadly one of your band members passed away. But have things changed as you guys have gotten older?
Well, yes and no. I think, you know, we've become warmer to each other, and we talk now and again. I don't know if there will be a reunion. You know, we've written some songs together, and maybe we'll finish them one day. But, you know, I'm happy promoting Open Road album at the moment, so I'm very excited about that.
Well, and we want to hear more songs, one in particular that may be pivotal here. But when you say you're not sure if there's going to be a reunion, we're hoping that there's a family dinner. It just seems so crazy. You guys had such, I mean, I know this is what people say to you all the time, but you had such an impact on the world. You know, created such a thing together. And then to hear that, you know, you're not even, I don't know, close. That
We are close. I mean, that's, the bond's very, very strong, but he's happy writing his own stuff. And yeah. He likes me being around, but he don't like me around. There were some great, joyous times in the Kinks. Maybe there's still more to come, but we'll see.
Well, and here I come, Mrs. Segway here. It would take a dollop of this. Let's listen to a little Forgiveness.
Forgive me if I made you cry. I'm so sorry.
Love that song. Do you mind talking a little bit about where you do get your spirituality and what you wrap your brain around now?
I think that we're all spiritual beings, but it's not always easy to recognize it. Mm-hmm. It's always been a big thing with me. It's a search for truth and love and happiness and all those things that we all want. And Forgiveness, this track is about all of us. It's about all the mistakes we make, and we try to write things, and sometimes we go about it in very clumsy and awkward ways, but we should never give up.
Well, and you've talked, I mean, to Rolling Stone about studying the Kabbalah. And other writings, to use memories from your past, to not, you know, turn your back on them, but to use memories from the past to find some sense of where you're headed. And also, you have recovered from a stroke, and that tends to focus the mind, I would think.
Yes, it does. When I was ill, it was like I suddenly realised we don't like to think we have control over our lives, but actually none of us are in control at all. And when you're laying on your back in a hospital bed, that fear of being totally isolated and alone, it's kind of a liberating feeling. I know it sounds a bit scary, but it became more of a liberating thing rather than a frightening thing.
Well, I mean, I heard you had to learn how to walk and talk again, so a second chance for you. We're really glad.
Great. Thank you so much.
We're going to go out on another song from Open Road, the new CD from Dave Davies with his son, Russ. It's called Chemtrails. And tell that brother of yours to just get over himself and just go play with you. All right. That's
easy as said.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I know I'm saying the name wrong, but Tina's tweeting me. Here's Brother Ray with NPR's Melissa Block in 2006.
Can you say your name for me? Pronounce your name for me.
Ray.
And how about the last name?
Oh, that's Davis. I think over here the tendency is to say Davies. Davis is not quite right, so think of it with a Z at the end, a Z.
Davis.
Davis, yeah, but keep it kind of muted.
I'll try. It's here now.
We watch the cat.